First-time property buyers are in a prime position to get onto the property ladder as certain factors have made this prospect more conducive. That's according to bond originator Better Bond. They've observed an increase in first-time buyer activity and note that some of the banks are willing to lend 100% mortgage loans for those who qualify, with others also introducing 100% plus bonds, which enable people to take care of some of the associated costs of buying a property, like bond registration and legal fees. Well, to tell us more about their observations, I'm joined on the line by Carl Kutsier. He's the CEO of Better Bond. Thanks very much, Carl, for joining us. So when we look at the overall residential property market, it seems that over the last number of years, average prices have barely budged upwards, and the trend has generally been below consumer price inflation. So presumably, this has been an ideal time to buy property.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is, the property market has been very, very flat, and we hear everybody talking about a buyer's market, and it's 30 years. So, unfortunately, for people who want to sell, they're not getting the prices that we used to see, but the buyers are buying property that they have never thought they could. And therefore, it is really a buyer's market, and it's been a good market for people who want to buy.
So when you look at bond applications these days, what percentage of them are for first-time buyers, would you say?
Yeah, so it's an interesting stat. So some of the national stats show us that about 50% of buyers currently are first-time home buyers. And that's quite a big percentage of people who are buying for the first time. If you look at the Better Bond stats, we're seeing about 39, almost 40% of our buyers are currently people who are buying for the first time.
So what trends have you seen in the first-time buyer market in terms of the proportion of bond applications approved?
Yeah, so it's been very interesting. So we can see that generally the banks have been more lenient in terms of giving credit. So the banks are competing for more business, which means that typically when you are previously couldn't afford a bond, now the banks are giving that bond. And that's the trend that we are typically seeing, is that more people are able to buy a home than we are previously seeing.
And that has resulted, as you mentioned before, in first-time buyers being able to even buy property in areas that they previously thought, you know, was out of reach.
And that is very correct. So with the banks competing more for business, they are granting more home loans than what we've previously seen. And what we've seen is that deposits are becoming less and less. So where previously we've seen banks are granting 80% home loans, meaning you have to put down 20% deposit.
Yes.
And then we often find that first-time home buyers don't have that kind of money. Now we're seeing more and more that banks are granting more, meaning they have to put less of a deposit. We're even seeing sometimes that banks are giving more than the home loans, so I mean 105% loans. So giving the cost as well. So we can see that first-time home buyers are being benefited by this competition by the bank.
Yes. So why do you think there's been a greater appetite among the banks in giving these 100% or even 100% plus loans to first-time buyers? I mean, what's changed? And I mean, the economy still remains quite fragile, with job security even more so.
No, and that's an interesting question. I think, you know, and I can't answer on behalf of the banks, but I think, you know, the banks are typically seeing that deploying their capital in terms of home loans are a better investment than anything else. And that is why they're saying it's a bit more secure, so therefore we are granting a little bit more home loans than what we used to.
So while it's great that some of the banks are willing in some instances to offer 100% home loans, consumers need to be mindful of the baggage that comes with heavy debt, like a mortgage. So what would you say to those people out there who are in a position to put down a deposit and the impact that would have on paying back the home loan that they get?
Yeah, so I would say it is always better, and it is 100% better to always put down the biggest deposit that you possibly can. And why is that? Because the bigger deposit, the lesser your loan. So your loan repayments every month will be less. And that helps a lot in terms of affording the home that you are currently in. So that will be... And if you have more cash in hand, it will also help you to pay for all the transfer fees and bond duties that are applicable when buying a home.
Yes. So it doesn't look like the Reserve Bank is going to be cutting interest rates further anytime soon. And that's despite inflation hitting a low of 3.6%. So not just for first-time buyers, but property buyers more broadly. Do you think now is the time to go out and find a property since we're likely at the bottom of, you know, of the market from a price perspective?
Yeah, so I think if you can afford it and if the bank allows it, I think it's the best time ever to buy a home right now. We can see property house prices being the lowest that we've ever seen them. So I think it is the best time to buy now, so you can really pick up good bargains. Previously we couldn't do that. So if you had the money now to do it, I think it's the best time to do it. And on your comment around the interest rate, you know, we expected the interest rate to come down now. Recently, it didn't, but we do expect in the new year in 2020 for that interest rate to come down. And we really hope so, because I think that will stimulate a lot of growth in the property market.
That was Carl Kutsia. He's the CEO of Better Bond.